Hi, welcome to MVP Tech Talk, Career Coding and Cookies. I'm Lori Lalonde, and I'm here with my fellow MVP, Tom Walker.
Hello, everyone.
How you doing?
Not too bad.
Good. This show is designed to talk about career soft skills, ITI technologies, and dev solutions using OSS technology. So what are we going to talk about today?
So what we're going to be talking about today is basically how to automate our UI testing using Visual Studio 2015 with Xamarin and leveraging Xamarin UI testing for that.
Awesome. I am so glad we're talking about that because I currently fight with that problem on the daily. And as we're developing our mobile apps and the app becomes more and more sophisticated, it gets harder and harder to test. Manual testing becomes such a pain, you know, having to plug in that device, deploy to the app, wait for things to load up, go through each screen, run through your tests. You know, you could lose 10, 15, 20 minutes depending on the complexity of the app. So it'd be really great to script that out.
Well, even when you get the devices, do they have enough power? You have to kind of wait for all that. So the nice thing about doing the testing as well beyond that is basically, you know, the number of steps you have to take to get into the application, be able to log in, get to the form, enter in the data, to test out your changes or the new features that you're looking to do. So hopefully through this, we'll help people to kind of automate some of that work for them.
Exactly. So if you have a machine with Visual Studio 2015 installed and Xamarin, and if you've opted in to include Xamarin in that install, it's pretty easy to get started with a UI test project. So essentially, you would do File New Project, and you would pick the UI test template within the mobile apps grouping there, as you can see on the screen.
Yeah, the nice thing about this as well is the fact that the UI test project actually is built on NUnit, so it's got the same test fixture. So if you're familiar with that, you can kind of leverage that knowledge for this work here.
Yeah, that works out really well.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to add this UI test into our solution. We're going to work with an Android project right now.
Right.
So in order to ensure that this works well with Android, we just have to do one thing.
Yeah, this kind of tripped me up during running the test, and it took me a while to kind of figure out what was going on. So basically, this option here, we need to kind of basically turn that off in order to kind of run the test.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a gotcha there.
So definitely make sure you right-click on your Android project, go to Project Properties, and in your Android options, uncheck Use Shared Runtime before you set up your tests. All right, so we've created the UI test project.
Yeah.
What's the first thing we want to look at? And we want to look at what configuring the app and how does it know what the app is to run?
Yeah. So there's going to be a few things we're going to have to set up for the app in order to kind of recognize the Android application. So what I've got on my screen right here, and if we'll switch over to my screen here. So basically, what we need to do is we need to kind of point it to the APK file. Basically what it does is just kind of maps it to the current Android application that you're going to be testing on. The trick is knowing that the APK file is not created until you do a deploy.
Yes.
So that's the gotcha, because it's not built on a compile, because it's an intensive process, so it's not happening at that time. So basically, if you can't find it, deploy it to your device that you've got hooked up to your dev box or to the emulator. Go into your debug bin folder, and it should be there. And
excellent.
Now it's just a matter of reference that to the APK file so that we have on the screen here.
Exactly. And so what you'll see is this configure app object that's available to you. And in order to set it up, you have to point it to the APK file and specify that it's for the Android platform. And then you can start your app.
Correct.
So that returns you the Android app instance object, but also, as you can see in the same method, if you're running an iOS, if you're running an iOS application, it will fall through to the iOS configuration and return that iOS app instance.
So it knows the application or client platform you're testing against, which is really nice.
Exactly. All right. So we have everything configured. We've got the UI test added to the project. We've turned off Use Shared Runtime in the Android project.
Right.
We've configured the app instance. So in the setup for the UI test, when it runs, it's going to know which APK to run and execute so that we can start performing our tests against.
Mm-hmm.
So the next step then, what do we do then? How do we know
how
to access those elements on the screen?
A good handy tool that Xamarin's kind of provided as part of this package is the REPL console. And we've got that on the screen right now. So basically, this is a command prompt utility that we can use to basically figure out the UI elements inside our application.
Yeah, excellent. Yep, REPL is a really good tool. It stands for Read, Evaluate, Print Loop. And the thing that's great about it is you could just type in a command like treat.
Yep.
That gives you a list of the elements that are on the screen in your app at that point in time. And then there's other commands that you can.
Yeah, so basically we can basically do queries against the UI element. So if there's a group of controls we want to look at, we can kind of narrow it down on those controls. If I have a button and I want to kind of click on that button, there's the tap event. If I want to kind of verify that I'm actually working on the correct UI, what I can do is I can kind of flash that UI element to kind of make sure that I'm targeting the correct UI element inside my app.
And there's like IntelliSense built right in, which is really nice to use.
Yeah, very handy. That was really handy because I was typing some of this and I was just kind of, you know, learning it and discovering the commands that I needed to do. And sure enough, the console application had the IntelliSense there, so I was able to kind of guide me through that process.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's really nice. Can we see a demo of this in action?
Yeah. So I've got something on my screen here. So what I've got on the screen, so I've run our test. So basically, I've set it up to basically launch the app REPL command on the app, launch in my test fixture here. So what I've got is I've got the console up on the screen. I'm going to type in tree. And what's going to happen is it's going to have a listing of all the visible UI elements on the screen right now.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
So the good thing here is now I can kind of look at the properties of the controls that I've got on my screen here. And so the one we're going to be targeting is the one button here, the Hello World Click Me button. And so I can kind of go in there and I can identify that as ID of my button there.
Yeah, perfect. And yeah. So let's do something to that. Let's have it take an action against that button.
Yeah, so let's scroll back. Okay, so what I've got on my screen right now is basically I've created a new test here. In this case, it's button click that you see in the editor right there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to basically run that test here. And so I think we'll show you how to get the Test Explorer after this. So basically, when I run that test, so going and clicking, running that test. So it's doing the deploy of the application. Bringing up the emulator, and there we go. The button was pressed.
Awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So we did this against a very simple action. Like, this was a very simple action we tested this against. But when you have an application where, you know, you have to go through a series of steps, scroll through a list, tap an item, get to the details page, enter some text, verify if things are looking, you know, quite right on the screen, if elements are showing up or not. This can become a very powerful tool in order to automate those steps without having to, you know, require the developer or a QA tester to just manually go through these steps over and over.
And the thing is, the person that follows you can inherit that work and then save themselves some time too, so that you can really make a team really productive.
Exactly. Excellent. So what was the next thing that you were talking about you wanted to?
Yeah, so basically we're going to take a back step here. We're going to basically, one of the things that we're going to have to show is basically how to get the Test Explorer, because by default it's not visible. So what we'll do is we'll show that, and then we'll talk a little bit more about a more advanced test fixture there. So let's kind of go through that.
Okay.
So if we switch to my screen here, we'll talk through the code here. So let's assume that the Test Explorer is not there. So what I want to do is I want to basically open that up. So I've gone in, opened my project, and now I want to run my test. So at the very top of the main menu here, we've got the test menu option. So I click on that, go down to Windows, and there we have the Test Explorer. So bring that up. So right now what's happening is it's listing all the active tests. And we know that because each of the test fixtures has the attribute of test on it. So that identifies it as a test function there. So you can see this is the one we ran before. This is the when this test fixture loads, the app launches. So basically, that was running the REPL console.
Yeah, that's what actually executed the REPL command to launch that console window so that you could work with the UI elements and interact with them. And also, you can copy your script of actions that you tested in the REPL window.
Yes, we completely forgot to mention that, yes.
And paste that into your test script, which helps you to not have to like re-enter those commands, but really saves you another step.
Right, so basically, you know, I'm in the console, I can type in the copy command, and then go back into Visual Studio, you know, hit paste, bring it into my test fixtures, and then edit those commands, because I'm not going to necessarily need all of them, and then kind of work from that. So if you go back to my screen, we can talk a little bit more about some other options too within the test fixture here. So basically, we talked about the tapped event. So I've got that as my first command. So again, you know, app representing my mobile app. The tap event is the click event on the button there. And so what I'm going to do is basically look for a marked button called my button. So that basically targets that tapped event. So that gets triggered.
So when you're finding the element using the marked method, that essentially will look for anything that has either an ID of my button or a text of my button
good
or
point.
Content description.
Yep, good point.
And that's an Android.
Yep, good point. So. Yep. So the next step here is basically what I'm going to do now is basically get the properties of that button after that action has occurred. So in this next step, basically we're doing an app query against my button. So we're bringing those results back into that array. And then the next step, we didn't talk about this, but this is an optional step. Basically, we're doing a screenshot of the UI.
Yes.
So basically, we can kind of save those and basically put those into the bin folder.
Yeah, so we can start saving snapshots of the UI at each given point in time during the UI test scripts.
So you can see how valuable that is. If you have these screenshots, you can kind of review, basically run this on its own, review the screenshots, and kind of see where the testing is, how the UI responded and all that, and kind of review that.
Yeah, and just review them at a later time.
Yeah,
that works
perfect,
out really well.
Yeah, exactly. And then the last step is the assertion. So basically, this is the test that we're going to be looking for. In this case, what we're doing is we're actually looking at the text attribute of the button. And what we're looking for is basically the text of one clicks. And once we see that, we know that the test was good, and we get the green on that test.
Excellent.
And that's it. Yeah, great stuff.
Yeah. And so when you're running your tests locally, initially to test to make sure that, you know, you're running it on a device, you want to make sure that the script is performing exactly the steps that you need, taking the screenshots at the right spot, you need to ensure that you enable local screenshots when you configure the app instance.
Yep.
So back in your setup, you will have to make sure that is turned on.
Yeah, and that sucks. We've did in this section here. And
so let's just add that in.
Yeah. So that's enable local
screenshots.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Perfect. Yep, so then that way when you're testing locally on your device and you want to verify that the screenshots are being taken, that will execute that step properly.
Yep.
And the screenshots will be in the bin folder with your UI test project.
Yep.
Okay.
So good stuff.
So I think that's about it that we had today.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, when I went through this, I learned quite a bit. And like I said, it saves me a lot of time.
All right, so that was a great session.
Yes.
Learning how to take the pain out of mobile app testing by automating UI tests in order to get the job done without having to tie up the developer and the QA team's time with repetitive, tedious tasks.
So. Right, yeah. And then, obviously, the next step is to kind of leverage these in things like Xamarin Test Cloud.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, once you have your scripts running and you know that they're working well locally and everything's passing, the next step is to definitely make sure that it looks good across all devices.
Right.
And on Android, it's impossible to cover every single device configuration.
Yeah. With the Android fragmentation, with the number of devices, there's just no way you can do any kind of reasonable test coverage there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So uploading it to Test Cloud, you can test on 100 plus devices in 20 minutes. I wrote a blog post about that.
Yes.
And it's just really useful to be able to have that kind of power in the cloud and take that load off of your development team. So that's one less thing they have to worry about.
Yeah. So where can they reach us if they have any questions?
Oh, yeah. All right, so if you need to reach out to me, I'm on Twitter at Lori B. Lalonde. I blog quite a bit through my own personal blog, salola.ca, or on the Western Devs site, because I am part of the Western Devs group. That's westerndevs.com. And Tom, where can they find you?
They can find me at TinyToot on Twitter. I do have a blog as well. It's tomwalker.codes.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us today.
Yep. Happy coding. Yep.